Have you ever heard of a northern white rhino? They're big, beautiful animals, but their numbers have dwindled to just 3, all living in a sanctuary in Kenya protected around the clock by armed guards. But even keeping them safe doesn't mean that the subspecies they belong to has a future. Joining us is Vicky Croak, who covers all things animal for us at Here and Now. Hi, Vicky.
Hey, Jeremy.
So tell us about this subspecies of rhino, the northern white rhino, and why they're in such trouble.
Well, that's one of 2 subspecies of white rhino, and there are so few of them that we can even tell you who they are. Najin, Fatu, and Sudan, those are the names of the world's last remaining northern whites. And they're closely related, and all 3, 2 females and 1 very elderly male, he's in his 40s, very old for a rhino, live at the old Pejeta Conservancy in Kenya. That's a 90,000-acre natural habitat sanctuary that cares for and conserves other wildlife, too, including other kinds of rhinos. And I just checked in with Richard Vine, the CEO of the conservancy, to get a health update on the 3 northern white rhinos. And he told me that the 2 females, one in her teens and the other her mother in her 20s, are very well and spend all their time together, and that Sudan is, in Richard's words, like an old man. He's slow, sleeps a lot, and is increasingly arthritic, but his appetite and spirits are good. And the caretakers have a really close relationship with Sudan. They even rub his belly and sit with him when he naps. So the 3 rhinos are hanging in there, but the subspecies, and by the way, some think it should be its own species, not a subspecies, but whichever way you parse it, they're considered extinct in the wild.
And as we mentioned, they are guarded 24 hours a day by armed guards. Is that just about poachers, or what's going on?
Poaching has been a huge factor, the main factor. It is for all rhinos. They're killed for their horns, which are made of the same stuff our hair and nails or horses' hooves are, keratin. And then this is illegally trafficked to Asian countries, particularly Vietnam right now, for its alleged medicinal properties. Now, adding to that, northern white rhinos have the deck stacked against them and has been for decades. Much of their range has been in countries where civil war and instability made them even more vulnerable. And also over the years, there just wasn't much success, despite a lot of effort, at getting them to reproduce in captivity. The San Diego Zoo's last female, Nola, died in 2015. And these 3 at Old Pejeta were actually sent to Kenya from a zoo in the Czech Republic in 2009. The male Sudan is a round tripper in a way. He was captured in the wild in Sudan and lived much of his life, more than 30 years, at that zoo before coming back to Africa.
Now, we're talking here about the northern white rhino, but there's also the southern white rhino, and they are not in trouble, right?
There are about 20,000 southern white rhinos, despite the fact that they were nearly driven to extinction more than 100 years ago. The vast majority of them are in South Africa, and there are southern white rhinos at the Old Pejeta Conservancy.
So could they mate the northern white rhino with the southern white rhino to save the species?
Well, there are a couple of problems with that as it stands, but they might be used as surrogate mothers. There's a GoFundMe campaign called Make a Rhino, trying to raise close to $1 million to attempt to basically create test tube northern white rhino embryos to implant in southern white rhino females. And we're talking about a team of international specialists using sophisticated, complicated stem cell technology and assisted reproduction. It's a pretty extreme plan with no guarantee of success, and the full amount of money hasn't come in. But there are living rhinos. There are well-preserved lines of cells from places like the San Diego Zoo's frozen zoo, and there are a lot of people rooting for these animals. Richard Vine says he thinks it could be possible within 5 years.
And we'll put a picture of a northern white rhino at our website, hereandnow.org, so people can see them. Vicky Croak, thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.